Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
For a couple of guys who wake up very early every morning, you'd think the last thing we'd want to do on our first day off last week is wake up before dark, you know, 5:15, and go out and play golf.
Boy, did we.
The crack of dawn. But we did on Thanksgiving morning.
So fun.
You and I went out with our friend Chris Foster.
Yep.
We had a fourth spot ready for Paul Reindl, but he was still in Las Vegas. Paul, you missed the foggiest round of golf I've ever played in my life.
Eight holes in complete?
I would say up to about 12. It was not until the 12th hole that you really could start to see where you were aiming.
And I mean nothing. You couldn't see 10 feet in front of you.
Yeah, it was.
I played Torrey Pines one time, afternoon round, back when I had a residence card, and the fog was coming in off the ocean. Right as we were teeing off, we didn't make it to the turn. We didn't make it nine holes.
Well, we kept playing because we know the course pretty well. And you're like, general idea, I couldn't have played better. Not being able to see the greens, not being able to see where I was going. I just hit it. I just went up to the ball. I hit it and was striking.
Did you just like use the cart?
It was
to, like,
using.
Tell
I was using the.
Far?
Yeah, yep. I was like 138. Okay, that's 99.
No, but you can't see.
Can't see it. No aim towards the flag. I hit more greens than I've ever hit.
Yeah, you used the cart, and you really had no idea. You'd use like the tee box alignment and hope it's pointed toward the green.
Yeah.
Foster, who works at Encinitas Ranch, would give us his best guess as to where to aim.
Aim right, dummy.
The best came on the sixth hole, par three. It was like 165 yards, and you know he says, aim maybe at the white tee marker right there. And so I did. I hit my shot. Felt decent.
Yeah.
He hit his shot. He felt pretty decent.
Felt pretty
good. We had no idea. We could be in a bunker. You could be anywhere. We walk up. I'm about 3 feet from the hole. He's like 6 inches from the hole. He nearly made a hole in one.
Wow.
In a complete fog bank.
I mean,
no one would have seen it.
It was actually so much fun. So much fun playing like that. Just out there having fun in the morning. It was a great time. That
done by 9:30.
Yeah, done by 9:30. That Thanksgiving round in the morning is something I will do for the rest of my life. It was such a blast. I loved it.
Preferably no fog, but it was an experience, to be sure.
It was so much fun. But we did miss you out there, Paulie.
We also missed you last week. Frank did a great job.
He did.
Filling in. We tried to get him to use the soundboard a little bit more. It was a bit like pulling teeth sometimes.
I didn't understand what was his reluctance from.
He
just,
was almost afraid of it.
He was
terrified.
He was
going to bite him.
Yeah.
Like,
it's intimidating. Got a couple hundred different buttons.
I know. You've got an intimidating
setup. And he said no.
Just play anything.
Play anything.
Just play anything.
No, I don't want to.
No.
Dang it.
That's it. That's all I needed. He said, no, I'm not doing that.
We're not going anywhere. Yeah.
So many great options.
He was very gun shy. He wonders why he's single. He was wondering that on the program. You have to be bold, Franklin. Okay, you've lost some of the weight, you know, go be bold out there. Paulie's very bold.
Take it away. Get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Reindl Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Reindl Report with Paul Reindl.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindl Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy?
All right. Gentlemen, we will start off in Major League Baseball. Saw the headline over the weekend. Really no surprise here, but a tip of the cap goes to Brandon Crawford, hanging him up, officially retiring after 14 seasons in the big leagues. 13 of which with the Giants. Totally forgot he was even in the Cardinals organization.
Yeah, it didn't go.
He only had like 70 at-bats. I think 28 games is what I saw. It obviously did not go well there for him. But look, man, four-time Gold Glove, three-time All-Star. He's got three rings to his resume.
That's I know we're supposed to hate Brandon Crawford. I never could.
It was hard.
Never could. Never is could that hate
a
Brandon Crawford.
I was going to say, is that a compliment or an insult?
Compliment.
A player who is on one of your bigger rivals for many years, but you don't hate him.
It's tough. It's hard, man. It's really hard.
Because it's
really
also a compliment when you hate a guy. You know, oh, man, I hate that guy. He always comes through against my team. Can't stand him. Well, like, if I'm a player, that's kind of a compliment to me that the opposing fan bases hate me. So does that mean it's an insult if the opposing fan bases are like, yeah, I kind of... Brandon Crawford's okay in my book.
No, because I mean, there's different reasons you root for and against guys, right? You might root for a guy, like, you root against him because isn't it fun to like, hate the guys that never come through on the other team?
That would be
nice. That'd be great. Didn't always do it to us. But, like, I don't know. There's just all I love, I mean, watching him play shortstop.
I mean, speaking of Giants, the guys like Tim Lincecum threw, what, two no-hitters against the Padres?
Still love him.
You're supposed to hate him.
I love him, dude. You can't. Yeah. You can't.
And especially Buster Posey. Yeah.
See, I didn't like Buster.
You didn't like Buster?
Mm-mm. He always rubbed me the wrong way.
Now, Mad Bum, easy to hate him.
But Crawford, I showed Bo this video of Brandon Crawford when he was in the minors. And it's him doing all his flashy little, you know, through the legs and... His little six-year-old mind was blown, and we ran into Flan, and he goes, oh, yeah, I used to hit him those fungos. He goes, I wouldn't let him do all of his little knickknacks until after he did his regular practice. He goes, but I'd rip those fungos at him. Next thing you know, he's going between his legs, behind his back. Just outstanding baseball player, man. An outstanding shortstop, and good for him, you know. Walking away, probably a year too late, but still, like,
yeah, it's always tough.
It's tough, but he was a G straight up.
He'll be one of those guys in a few years. You'll see his name pop up on the Hall of Fame ballot. 100%. I don't know.
Probably won't get in, but definitely deserves a nod.
Damn good
great
player,
man.
He wrote on Instagram. He said, during this time of the year, I'm constantly being reminded of the things in my life that I'm most thankful for. Baseball is one of them. Baseball has been a part of my life for as long as I can remember, and for the rest of my life, I will be thankful for the opportunities and experiences it has given me.
Right. Great. Seemingly a really great dude, too.
Yeah. All right, we'll move on to the NFL. I think we maybe glossed over it earlier in the show, talking about some of the Week 13 action. Very scary moment yesterday in the Jags-Texans game when Trevor Lawrence was sliding, running for a first down, slid, and got absolutely leveled by linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair for the Texans. Dirty hit. He was ejected. It was really a bizarre video if you saw it. I mean, Lawrence gets hit and immediately goes into, it's called like the fencing position, clench a fist, and it didn't look good. He just kind of, he was laying there. It was forearmed.
Ugh.
And everybody, the two teams start fighting all around him. He is laying there motionless, and guys are, you know, you see offensive linemen will come and throw guys around after a dirty hit, and it was just, you know, Lawrence got up, he was carted off, but not on the flat cart with like the neck brace.
Yeah,
he did ride off in like a golf cart, so that was at least a good sign. He did post that he is feeling better, he's back home now. But Al-Shaair, he posted on social media a message. He did apologize for the hit. He said he didn't see Lawrence sliding until it was too late, and it happened in the blink of an eye. And then he said to Trevor, I genuinely apologize to you for what ended up happening. Before the game we spoke, I told you how great it was to see you back on the field, and I wished you well. I would never want to see any player hurt because of a hit that I put on them, especially one that was ruled late or unnecessary.
It's a tough dilemma. You know what? I'm going to say for defensive players in the NFL. They have the rules in place where, hey, guys start sliding. That's where you spot the ball. So there's no reason not to pull up when you see them sliding. Every once in a while, and I've seen Josh Allen do it, they look like they might slide. Yep. And then at the last second, they decide, you know what? I can get four extra yards by not sliding. And then
Mahomes
defensive guy's like, dude, I was not going to hit you because I don't want to hurt you. And then you take advantage of it by grabbing a few extra yards.
I mean, look, it's hard to slow down a freight train, right?
It is.
But in this case, I think it was the braced forearm to the throat, neck area that did it.
Again, it wasn't the side of the head.
If his hands are off.
The concussion was hitting his head on the ground, not because he hit him in the head, but it was still a late and uncalled for hit.
Yeah,
and I'm glad he apologized.
I don't want to say, like, come to the defense of the player, the defensive players all the time, but man, like, can you imagine as fast as they're moving to have the body control like that we expect? Because we're watching it in super slow motion. You're like, come on, that's a dirty hit. And I'm like, man, he's already committed to the move. It is so hard in the blink of an eye. I understand, and I actually sympathize with a lot of the players. I don't know if there were dirty intentions there or not. I don't know what the solution is.
I don't either.
I don't think his intentions were dirty, but I think the ejection was warranted.
Oh, big time.
He's not playing safe enough football.
Yeah.
It's too dangerous of football that he was playing.
You know, you see it all the time. They led with the crown of the helmet. You're not supposed to do that. But it's like, God, they're moving so fast. You got guys running across the field trying to make a play.
Well, you know what always happens, too? I saw it over the weekend. You know, the offensive player, whether it be a running back or quarterback, right? They're running, and then what do? They lower the crown of their helmet. And you're the defender, and you're coming into them, and you're like, you lowered your head, I'm lowering mine. And the next thing you know, you have a car crash. And it's really hard to do. And like, we're not fast guys. It would be hard for us to slow down. You know, if I was running full steam at you, and you slid, it'd be hard for me to avoid you. And I'm slow as hell, and you're even slower than I am. So it still would be hard. But it's tough. He'll get suspended, though. I mean, he'll fine, suspended, all that. It was pretty gnarly. I'm glad Trevor's okay, though.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, and then finally, my last story. You guys, everybody in here seen Varsity Blues, right?
Yes.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that movie?
Enjoyable. Like a...
It's a movie that's more enjoyable than this, maybe the quality of the movie.
Yeah, one of those good, bad movies.
Yes,
like
exactly.
Roadhouse.
Yeah.
It's good, bad. It's a bad movie.
But yeah, I agree.
Mox.
It's not a good movie.
No, like, it's not a great film.
It was actually
film.
You know, it was on TV like in the last 2 weeks, and I started watching it, and I go, I haven't seen this movie in years.
Right.
And I go, are they like trying to be
campy,
funny, and comically bad?
It's not No the Country accents, for Old Men. You know what I mean? Don't expect it to be.
The accents were terrible.
Oh, they're horrible.
And honestly, I was a little bit younger when that movie came out.
I don't want your life.
I think I saw Not Another Teen Movie first, and then Varsity Blues, and they spoofed it the entire time.
Yeah.
And then you watch the original movie, you're like, well, they nailed it.
Yeah, crushed it.
Anyways, I digress. Sad news for the actor, James Vanderbeek. He announced that he has been diagnosed with colorectal cancer.
Ooh.
And he is asking for help, and I wanted to put this out there in case there's any Varsity Blues fans out there. He is launching some merch on his website. So if you go to, let me pull it up here, JVDB, James Vanderbeek, JVDB.shop. He has autographed and non-autographed Varsity Blues jerseys that he's selling. You can get for $80, you can get an autographed James Vanderbeek, Mox, you know,
yeah,
Varsity Blues football jersey, and he is using that money to go towards his treatment.
That breaks my heart
cancer.
That he has to do that.
That's it. Really,
he's had a decent
sucked.
Acting career.
Has Dawson's he? Creek.
Dawson's Creek
yeah.
was pretty big.
Jeez, dude.
I mean, he's worked in several movies.
I gotta imagine colorectal cancer treatment is probably pretty pricey, dude.
He said, selling memorabilia from Varsity Blues
That's
in order
sad.
To cover the financial burden of cancer for families, including my own.
Okay.
So he will be, I'm sure, donating a ton of money
okay.
as well. But he's hoping to raise some money there. So you can get the Mox jersey signed, or $40, you can get it not signed.
This is,
and I think that's a good cause.
There's
for
a,
sure.
There's a survey in 2022 that was done for the American Cancer Society, Cancer Action Network. 51% of cancer patients and survivors reported going into medical debt as a result of the cost of their cancer care. So that breaks my heart. I mean, like $80, I'll buy a jersey. I don't want it, but like I would buy it to help that guy out. That makes me really sad. It's a bummer.
Younger than we are.
Yeah, man, 47.
47 years old.
He's got kids, the whole bit. Oh, man.
He did say recently he was interviewed by People Magazine, and he said, there's reason for optimism, and I'm feeling good. So, you know, hopefully he stays in those high spirits, and hopefully he can help not just his case and the financial burden on him and his family, but hopefully help some others as well.
What's the website again?
JVDB.shop. DB.shop.
All right, I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, it says here on Wikipedia, his dad was a minor league baseball pitcher.
Nice. That's what he took.
That's what I get from that. Yeah.
Dying from cancer. Oh, look at that. His dad pitched in the minors.
We got a San Diego connection there.
Is there a San Diego connection?
I don't think so.
You can get the jersey autographed for $80. Yeah, 40 for not. Okay. Guess what you guys are getting for Christmas? Bo and Taylor are like, what is this? That's from a fake character, Jonathan Moxon. Varsity Blues, kids. Enjoy it. Wear it well. Wear it with pride.
Paul, it's good to have you back. Thank you for the Rindle Report. We've got those tickets to give away. Just heard the ad for the comedy performance from Shane Gillis. Have an opportunity to win those coming up. Don't go away. More Ben and Woods after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
The all-request hour here on Ben and Woods this morning.
Interesting discussion going on in our YouTube chat right now. I will start by asking you a question, Woods. What was the El Paso Chihuahuas record this season? The correct answer is you have no real idea, correct?
No.
But you know about some of their players, right?
Sure.
Because they, you know, would feed the San Diego Padres. Guys would get promoted. And in our chat right now, Drew was wondering why we don't talk more about the San Diego Gulls. Mm-hmm. He said Gulls games are fantastic. You're absolutely right.
They're fun.
Drew, Gulls games are a lot of fun. They get a lot of people there. You know, sometimes selling out Pechanga Arena, 10,000 plus. The Gulls are a terrific, terrific organization and a lot of fun. But when it comes to talk, radio, sports talk, general, what's going on in town, it's very tough to talk about a minor league team. That's why we don't really talk about how the El Paso Chihuahuas. No one talks more Padres baseball than we do. You'd think, well, we must know a ton about what the El Paso Chihuahuas are doing. No, because the purpose of the El Paso Chihuahuas is not to win games. It's to develop and have players ready for their big club, the San Diego Padres, the club that really matters. And for good or not, the goal's job is to have players ready for the Anaheim Ducks.
Yes,
they're big.
We also don't cover
NHL team. They're not our team. We're not an Anaheim show. We don't talk about Orange County teams that much. We don't have an NHL team in town. So, you know, whether or not they're doing a good job, their goal is not to win an AHL championship. Sure, those guys would love to win more than they want to lose. You know, when you're just out there, you know, you want to prepare yourself to win games. But ultimately, you're not going to hope, hey, what kind of trades can they make to improve the Gulls?
Yeah.
None. They're not looking at trades to improve their team. That's not the goal. Their goal is to be the feeder team for the Anaheim Ducks. In San Diego, their goal is to put on a good show, you know, have a good experience at Pechanga Arena. People have a fun time watching some hockey, and they succeed.
Yeah, they do.
Marvelously.
Yep.
Every single year. Doesn't leave us much to say about the Gulls, other than if you ever have an opportunity to go to a Gulls game, go to a Gulls game. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. It's enjoyable.
Good people over there, too.
You know, talking about the players, we could dive in and do an hour-long analysis of their top three players. They could be gone tomorrow to the Ducks. Great, but we're not a Ducks station. We're not a Ducks fan base here.
4-12 on the season so far.
The Ducks have been struggling the last few years, which usually has a trickle down effect to the AAA essentially team, the AHL team, because they've struggled. Their AAA team has struggled. You know, you just don't have quite as many good players in your farm system when that happens. So, you know, the Gulls are absolutely a great team. I would rather talk about the Seals. You know, they don't draw as well as the Gulls do, but they are playing for an NLL championship.
Yeah, Major
League. Top level of indoor lacrosse.
Box
lacrosse in the United States. Got an owner who is determined to try to win that championship, and off to a good start with the win yesterday, 18-15 over the Philadelphia Wings. Really new look team. I didn't recognize a lot of the names. This new Ryan Benesch. Benesch, 5 goals, 4 assists. Good debut.
Phenomenal.
For the Seals.
And Ben McIntosh as well. New guy, had a hat trick. Rob Hellier, hat trick. I mean, nasty. Like, athletic, different. Different. Tougher. Much, much, much tougher. And played real hard last night. And it was very chippy. lot of penalties, a lot of guys jawing. It was pretty elite, man. Pretty good for the first day back.
Yeah, Enrique, same thing with the G League Clippers. Hey, it's good to have in town. Yep. Go see some basketball, high-level professional basketball, but they're feeding the Clippers. That's their role and that's their job. Now, if you want to see some of those players on their way up to the NBA or the NHL, you've got an opportunity to do so here in San Diego. For us, though, there's not a lot of avenues to have a big, long discussion about either of those teams other than, yeah, everyone's having a good time going to see the games, and we certainly recommend that you do so in the future if you get the opportunity to go either to Front Wave Arena or Pechanga Arena.
100%.
But congratulations to the Seals on the win yesterday.
Great one. Next game in a couple weeks, it's Emo Night.
Emo Night.
Emo. So I have to dress. I don't have to dress up, but I'm going to. You know, I love a good theme. So I told my wife last night.
What does emo look like?
Like
wearing black?
Yeah, well, we usually wear all
you
black.
You always do that anyway.
But I'll do
slick black hair.
The hair down, and I'll do the eyeliner. I've never worn eyeliner.
But kind of a guy-liner.
Guy-liner.
Goth?
Not really.
Similar.
You're in the right ballpark. Yeah, in the right neighborhood. But yeah, like, think about, well, you don't know. If I start naming bands, he's not going to know the band, so it doesn't really make any sense. You know My Chemical Romance? You've heard of them?
I've heard of them.
Okay. They're emo band. So they're going to play.
Didn't one of the drummer just pass
away?
I just saw that.
Yeah. It was sad. Nobody knew where he was for like 3 weeks. So.
Shout out to his family.
So they'll play emo music and celebrate the whole emo scene. Tyler calls it poser goth. I mean, I touch a little bit of emo, a little bit of everything.
You don't want to go full goth.
No.
But you want to have...
I mean, I would love to go full goth.
Would you see my screen over here? Like, that would be...
Oh, okay, yeah.
I would love to go.
What happens if you don't have black hair?
So I'll just put my hair down, but I'm going to do the eyeliner.
Can you be
bit.
Blonde and still be
emo?
Yeah,
you can be blonde.
You can,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, of course. Emo's a state of mind, man. It's not exactly just a look. But yeah, hair down off the forehead. It's going to be great.
I don't think I have enough hair.
No, you don't. Does your hair go down?
Not really. No.
Oh, wow. That looks...
Like when you get out of the shower, does it just spring back?
Yeah. Does it just go right back into...
It's pretty much just fixed now after many, many decades of just combing it the same way.
Do you use anything in it?
Yeah.
What
styling
do you use?
Cream.
Oh, okay.
Not in the morning.
Never.
Just for TV.
Okay.
I don't have anything. I mean, there's leftover product from last night because, you know, I don't shower until later in the day.
Correct. But.
Yeah, generally. I mean, I get bedhead, so it will stick up in different spots when I wake up in the morning. And then I
helmety a little
just
bit.
Give a little spritz of water, and I just comb it right back, and that's how we do it.
What kind of styling cream do you use?
I use the M. What is that? Paul Mitchell. M.
Where do you get
cream? Sport Clips, where I get all my
hair
supplies, and got my hair cut over the weekend as well.
Cousin Nader, I thought you said sour cream in your hair.
Styling cream.
Yeah, I ran out of my Paul Mitchell, so I just got a dollop of
sour. Now we got mayonnaise, man.
Do a dollop of Daisy in my hair.
Sour cream in my hair. I'm going to die. All right, got a break.
Before we do that, we got some tickets to give away. It is an opportunity to win two tickets to see comedian Shane Gillis at Pechanga Arena until June 7th, but tickets are available at AXS.com. Yeah, they must be hot tickets if we're giving them away now for a June comedian. Heard him. He was kind of funny on the commercial that we were playing earlier. Chance to win Shane Gillis tickets, 833-288-0973. Fourth caller right now. Going to hook you up with some show tickets for June 7th. Right now, we'll be right back. Last segment of Ben and Woods ahead on 97.3 The Fan. He's back. Story that was in the original edition of the Rindle Report, but I guess hit the cutting room floor. The return of Andrew Luck as the general manager of the Stanford football program. That's a new position. That
I didn't know they had those.
You're seeing a lot of GMs in college sports now. They're there to manage all the NIL offers. And
hadn't heard about it until Woj became the general manager of
St. Bonaventure.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, his school. But now a lot of schools are hiring GMs to kind of manage their programs. But it's not really the return of Andrew Luck that interests me. Captain Andrew Luck, who hadn't... He tweeted like once in the last year plus, but with the return, his famous Twitter account, Captain Andrew Luck, with the picture of Andrew Luck with his Civil War era sideburns, Dearest mother, the battleground has called for my glorious return. I'm thrilled to say I shall heed that call. I have reenlisted. While my sidearm is permanently holstered, I shall help train other young men to be great soldiers. Please send care packages of squirrel oil and skunk cakes to our base camp at Stanford. I love you, Andrew.
It doesn't tickle me as much as it tickles you.
It does.
It does not. It does.
Some people are, some people aren't.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Andrew Luck returns to Stanford University.
I can't tell if that means I have a more sophisticated sense of humor or you do. I can't. It's subjective. Humor is truly subjective.
Humor really is.
It really is. Like, I like fart jokes. You don't.
Not really.
Farts always get me. Every single time. Every time. It's just not. Yeah, you could have fooled me, buddy.
I like good timing.
Yeah, I love good timing.
Timing is always important.
We had already gotten some feedback, Pauly was just telling us.
Yes.
On our YouTube feed?
Yeah, I posted the 6:30 segment where we broke down the Dodgers hype video for Blake Snell.
If you guys missed it, you're listening, it's 3 hours ago we talked about it. If you missed it, over the weekend, I clicked on the Los Angeles Dodgers official X account and to listen to their hype video for Blake Snell, the announcement of signing Snellzilla to the Los Angeles Dodgers, you know, dagger in all Padres fans' hearts for sure. Love Blake, but not anymore. And we
Blake
hear
did
this.
Say yesterday that what he's looking for in free agency is a team that can help him continue to be the best version of himself and a team that is set up to win for years to come.
So that's Ben Higgins of Ben and Woods, Padres flagship radio station.
Yep, went up to the studio up there by Chavez Ravine, sat down, did a nice session with the Dodgers.
Joe Davis, and
Dodgers
John
team,
Smoltz.
And they gave me the script and told me what to say.
But don't say that because somebody will believe you.
I know.
Because
yes.
These gullible. I can't tell if I should be happy or sad, but Pauly posted our discussion, which, by the way, was the most lighthearted, fun. Like, it's such a funny thing that happened. Humor is lost on Dodger fans these days. And it should be, they should be happy. Wouldn't you be rolling around in whatever makes you happy since you just won a World Series? They cannot let themselves be happy. They cannot do it. And I don't understand the psychology of the Dodger fan.
Yeah,
I truly don't get it.
I posted the 15-minute segment as a standalone video on our YouTube channel.
What did you title it?
And I titled it "The Dodgers Used Ben's Voice?"
Question mark.
And it's a picture of him and Dave Roberts, of course.
Of course.
But the comments and this—it's just, you know—we've mentioned it before. The Dodgers fans, they're like funding our entire show.
They are
all of their interaction. They're helping us grow this YouTube channel that we've built up over the last couple of years. And we've got two comments already, just in the last few minutes. First one says, "Must be slow in San Diego." Not wrong.
No, I mean, it is slow. It's slow. It's slow.
But we would have done that either way.
Yeah.
Something like that happens.
Bro, we could have had... If something like that happens, that's prime time material. They used Ben's voice. It's one of the funniest things that's ever happened.
And then the next comment says, if it's truly your voice, send a cease and desist letter. Y'all cry over anything.
At what point were we crying about it? I thought it was the funniest thing I've ever heard. And I want to know the psychology behind it. Was it a troll?
I'm not actually mad about them doing it. I just think it's amusing that they couldn't find anyone else talking about.
I think it's hilarious.
So
you
player in their team, but
you say that. You say that. Is it possible that they did it on purpose? Is it possible?
Yeah. Oh, it's possible.
Is it feasible?
Yes, it's feasible. Well, they at least made the choice. Whoever created that video,
they know
in their
who
social
you are.
Media department. I don't think that they went completely ignorant of who it was that they used. But obviously, they put Jesse's voice in there as well.
Yes.
They had to know who Jesse was. So, you know, they were looking for the quotes that they wanted to use, and they really didn't care whose voices they came from, as long as it fit the narrative they wanted to create for Blake Snell. My quote, as we finally determined, was from well over a year ago, when we were talking about free agent Padre Blake Snell, and trying to figure out where he was going to go, ultimately with the San Francisco Giants.
Correct.
Not the L.A. Dodgers. So it's not even really applicable to this situation at all.
Not even a little bit.
Yeah, it's fine. It's, you know, they Frankensteined up a little mashup, fit their narrative. Now, am I upset about it? Not really. Am I going to send a cease and desist? I'm not. Not I'm not hurt. I'm not a crybaby about such things.
You're not a litigious person.
Now, if I found out like that, hey, that one social media video made the Dodgers $50,000, I'd say, okay, well then, you know, send me a little bit of that
Wait,
money.
Wait, would you really do that?
If they've made that much money and used my voice, they should. They should.
They should
also send Jesse some.
Is it their responsibility to do that? Did they breach any legal...
If they commercialize it. If it's just used as their own, you know, their own video, seem like it's fairly harmless to promote Blake Snell. I don't think there's any malicious intent to steal my proprietary...
I was a little surprised that it didn't even say, like, in the corner, like, via Odyssey Sports, via 97.3 The Fan, via Ben and Wood, like, any of that.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how...
I don't know how it works.
It all works.
If my retirement strategy had been... I had been holding on to that clip.
That nugget.
From 2023. And I was going to sell that in a few years.
For millions of dollars.
Use that money to retire on, and now I can't. Then I'd probably be upset. In reality, I didn't remember even saying it. I was never going to make any money off that clip. So, ultimately, the damage to me personally is fairly minimal.
Just
reputational damage in being associated with that organization.
Correct.
But like you said...
Ben, you do a great job.
They did find that off of our YouTube channel. It was from another standalone video on our YouTube channel from over a year ago now.
Yeah. Any lawyers in the chat? Yeah.
You go to our homepage on YouTube. It says San Diego Morning Show, Talking Padres. Like, they knew exactly where that came from.
Now, when we use...
Troll job.
When we use Oral Hershiser saying...
Cancel the parade.
Cancel the parade.
I mean,
is it kind of the same thing?
Maybe.
You know, a little tit for tat? Is it fair?
Whoa. Settle down. Well, we made a new open. Paulie made a new open that I really enjoyed that I think maybe we'll start using to open our pro. We have different openings every day.
Right.
But I wouldn't mind throwing this into the beginning of every Ben and Wood show.
Want to tease it for after traffic?
No, I just like to play it.
It's time for Ben and Wood.
There you go. Done. Every day. It's not bad.
I'm down.
As Ben just said, tit for tat. Okay?
I didn't say it like that.
Oh.
Tit.
You said
tit
it like that.
For tat.
For tat.
Yeah, 100%.
It's not a trade.
It's time for Ben and Woods.
It's actually time for traffic on Ben and Woods.
Thank you.
It's time for
traffic.
It's time for
Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings is football. Hey, San Diego sports fans, head to your local Buffalo Wild Wings. Try their new maple chipotle sauce for rich maple sweetness and a mild smoky chipotle heat. Or for a bit of kick, check out the new Cajun sauce for a rich blend of spicy and tangy peppers. Stop by your San Diego B-dubs or order now for takeout and delivery with Buffalo Wild Wings Go. If Vin was here right now, he'd be talking about that smoky chipotle heat, I'm sure.
Charisma said, they do love to troll. One of their social media people posted a tweet from their NLDS win. Work sucks, I know. And it's like, welp. You're talking, though, this is the ultimate irony. Have you ever seen a fan base absolutely crap themselves more than when they posted the crying Clayton Kershaw on the video board at Petco Park? I've never seen the likes of that in my entire life. Calling for apologies and
people to be fired.
You've never. So again, they like the tit. They don't like the tat. They're big fans of tit, but not tat. So that happens all the time.
So are they really going to be charging $35 for beers?
No, that was
a joke,
that was
right?
A joke, yeah.
I saw people tweeting about that.
There was a girl
weekend.
In their fan base.
They were joking how expensive things are going to have to be to sign
Correct.
All of these players that they're signing.
And so somebody on Padres Twitter goes, wow, $35 for beer is ridiculous. It's insane or something, right? This girl went nuclear. And it lasted for 72 hours straight, defending the fact that they will not be charging $35 for beer. It was like a campaign. I saw politicians in the election campaign less than what this girl did. She spent her entire weekend, and then it devolved into like personal and violence, and it was just like, hey man, you just won the World Series. Be happy.
It's a real issue nowadays with social media in how much effort do you want to take to fight something that is obviously untrue. Take Jeff Passan, for instance, on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Thanksgiving Day, assume, you know, spending it with family, having a nice meal, when someone on the internet reports that Juan Soto has reached an agreement with what team did they report that he had signed
Red Sox.
With? Red Sox. The credible report, he's signing with the Red Sox, and this guy came up with all of these, you know, intricate details about the deal. How much money was or wasn't deferred and how many years, and he's hearing $13
million. I'll read it.
I mean, it was completely fabricated.
So it was a guy named Mick, and he's out of the West, on the East Coast, Boston guy. And he basically, where the hell is this guy's account? Here it is. Mick, Beyond Average Mick. He's the host of BAP, Cape Cod Insider. And so he essentially said, no, I've been working nonstop. I've got people. This is happening. I'm going to confirm this. He is coming to Boston. And the terms were, God dang, he tweets a lot. Jeez, tweets more than I do.
I mean, it was something like 13 million, 13 years, $635 million, or something like that.
Here's what I know. Juan Soto and Boston have agreed to long-term contract. The exact length and money of the deal is still unknown, but I'm told there's no deferred cash. Boston's rich history of Dominican superstars was the ultimate selling point. And he went nuts. And then Jeff Passan tweeted on Thanksgiving Day, I'm thankful for reporters who don't make up stories. I'm also thankful that Juan Soto has not agreed to any contract, which means you can get off Twitter and go spend the holiday with your family. Happy Thanksgiving. It is true that, like, that this guy, maybe he does know somebody in the Red Sox front office. They're like, hey, man, we are close. We are really close on Juan. It's looking good. But to go and to go to Twitter and be like, no, it's done. Like, this is a done deal. They're going to announce it potentially this weekend. To have Jeff Passan come in and body you, that's the guy you go to. Jeff Passan's the really the only trusted source. And guys are going to get things right from time to time. You're going to have info.
I mean, there's enough that's out there on the internet that someone is going to be guessing things right beforehand, even if they had no knowledge of a deal.
Yeah, 12 years, no deferred money.
Somebody
probably
guessed it 3 years ago.
Right, yeah. It's weird how that happens. But Jeff Passan is the guy that does it consistently. He does it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And again, all that took for Jeff Passan on Thanksgiving Day, by the way, copied that tweet, sent it over to Scott Boras, and said, any truth to this? No? Okay. Have a good Thanksgiving.
And
that's it.
And it's telling that here we are on Monday, and they haven't announced anything. And honestly, there's no such thing as close to a deal. You either have a deal or you don't have a deal. Now, there's serious negotiations and, you know, crossing the T's and dotting the I's, and they certainly get to that point. But ultimately, I don't care what. If Juan Soto has a handshake deal for $650 million with the Red Sox, and he is 2 seconds away, he's got his pen, and he's ready to sign the deal. He gets a phone call, and it's the Yankees, and they say, we'll offer $700 million. There goes the pen, put the cap back on, and the negotiations are open again. Until that signature is in ink on the contract, it's not a done deal. It's not close until you've actually signed the deal and then it's done.
Think about Correa. They signed a deal and then it fell through. I mean, like, you just really never know. Like, he went to three teams in 15 minutes, I think, that one offseason. But
I mean, do you think Scott Boras would really go, hey, I know you want to offer $50 million more, but we had a handshake deal and I'm a man of my word and I want to honor this deal that we made with the Boston Red Sox. So, no, I'm going to turn down the extra $50 million you're just offering. No, he's not. He wouldn't be doing his job.
This dude's really, I mean, he's really out. He's putting it out there. He says, I'm an internet journalist. My job is to bring you the news at all cost. Boston and Soto agreed to a deal on Thanksgiving Day, as I reported. You and Jeff Passan both owe me a public apology when this news is officially announced. That's not to me. That's to somebody else. I mean, he's getting dragged. Rightfully for now, because it hasn't happened.
Jeff Passan does not owe him an apology. Even if in a week they announce he's going to the Red Sox, doesn't owe him an apology. It wasn't a deal. It's not done. It hasn't been announced. It's not a deal yet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
and
like,
I guarantee you the Red Sox are absolutely talking to Juan Soto.
100%.
Right now. As are the Yankees. As are the Blue Jays.
As are the Dodgers.
As are the Dodgers. They're all talking. They're sorting through the offers. Mm. They're going back on the phone to the GMs going, can you sweeten this a little bit more? They will eventually have a deal. It'll be with one of those teams. It does not mean you had breaking news if he goes to the Boston Red Sox.
Wow, man. It is. It takes. Is it guts? to put that out there on social media, or is, are you just dumb? Is it? I mean, there's no repercussions, right? He's not going to get sued or anything.
No.
It's a, can you withstand the heat if you are, in fact, wrong and he ends up signing with the Mets or the Yankees or the Dodgers or whatever? Your credibility is kind of shot.
Completely shot.
But do people care about credibility anymore?
I think the problem is, even if he turns out to be right, I'm not sure he's going to gain some massive amount of credibility either.
Yeah.
If they had announced it now, Thanksgiving night?
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Who's this guy?
You had a huge scoop. Congratulations. It's Monday now. You know, you said they had a deal on Thursday.
Yeah.
What are we waiting for here? I mean, it's been 4 days. Do you think Scott Boras just stops working? He's been eating turkey for four days? He had his Thanksgiving on Thursday. He went right back to work on Friday. They've been talking. You know, the GMs don't lose their phones over the holiday weekend. So, no, you do not have a giant scoop that the rest of the baseball insiders,
now, if he's
including
right,
Jeff Passan, didn't have.
If he's right, will you apologize to East Coast Mick?
He's already not right. It's too late. It's too late to be right.
Now you want to know why I never run with all the info I get. It's not, I can't do it. I don't have the stomach for it. And you know how worried about my credibility I am.
There are ways to phrase it. You say, hey, you know, heard from a source in the organization that they're really, really hot and heavy on talks right now. Don't know if it's a done deal, but, you know, they're definitely, you can't say something's a done deal unless it's been signed.
I've heard from the organization that Oscar Gonzalez, somebody to look at for the San Diego there Padres.
Minor that was league, on the transaction
minor
log.
League deal, perhaps.
Transaction
just keep
log.
That in mind.
It's a log.
It's a, you know, taking a flyer potentially on a guy like that. So keep your eyes peeled for the news of that. Also, I heard Ruben Niebla is coming back as pitching coach. I did hear that.
Surprised. They haven't announced that.
Not that seen that announced yet. So
giant scoop.
I'll just tell you what I heard.
That's what you're hearing.
I'm a reporter on the radio.
Paulie, can you give me a VIN one last time if you still have it up?
It's time for
Annie and Elston coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan. For executive producer Paul Reindl, for Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Have a great rest of your day.